Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Pull up your chair for your seat at the table as we talk again about dating in midlife. And today we have a special guest with us.
Yes, Law is here. Oop. Some of you might have heard her chime in on our last episode. She was a little nervous to engage, so we didn't mention her, but then she did chime in, and we were so happy to have her. So this time, she's really going to talk with us.
Promise.
So we have all been friends for, well, you guys have been friends longer than I've known.
And now I've known longer,
you since
but
I was 20, I think.
Oh, that's true. So you guys have been
so
friends
Law
longer.
And yeah. I have been friends for, I guess, about 25 years now. And
then moved to Arizona.
We moved to Arizona
together, pretty much.
Yeah, it was a relocation for, you know, with the company that we worked for. And at the time, you had just married your husband at the time, Chris.
Yep.
I guess I probably shouldn't say his name.
We say names all the time. We say names all the time. As long as it's a first name, I think we're good.
Yeah. I was married as well. We have both divorced them and remarried and divorced again since then. Right? So not you married the same man again and divorced him again, and I married a different man and divorced him. So we've been through a lot.
We've seen each other through it all.
We have. Like, we've seen each other through relationships and you know, and then Tracy, I met you.
I came in between the marriages and the divorces. Yeah.
Like 2005-ish.
Yeah. Is that when it was? Mm-hmm. Okay. So almost 20 years.
That's when I met Dee.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of ups and downs and, you know, relationships.
The original OG.
And,
so we're truly growing old together.
We are.
And we've always been each other's village.
Yes.
And as we have alluded to in the past, we all live in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And when we have expanded and bought new properties because we wanted to, you know, upgrade or get larger houses.
Or downsize.
We all had this specific geographic area.
Yes.
So that we could all still be close to each other.
Yeah.
Because we would pick up each other's children from school or give them rides if they missed the bus.
Both of these ladies, teens, watched my daughter when she was young over the summer.
Yes. So we've been each other's village for quite some time. And thank you so much, Law, for joining us today as we talk about dating. And one of the reasons why Law is joining us today is because she and I have been on a journey recently. And since between our last episode of manifestation and the one before that was on dating, we received an overwhelming response from our listeners. And thank you so much. We always want to hear what you have to say. But about the dating episode, because I feel like there's so many single people, both female and male, in midlife.
Right.
And dating is something that, you know, it's a whole new world out there. So it's really a great topic to talk about. And one of the things that we kept hearing over and over again in our responses from our previous episode on dating is something new that's called pair, P-E-A-R, pairing. And it's in an effort to promote a more, I'm all laughing because I feel so old, an IRL situation, which the acronym IRL stands for in real life.
Right.
Versus a dating app.
Yeah.
Right?
Which
you would say.
I think the most common thing that's used now for younger people. I think, I mean, so I've been in a relationship for 8 years now. It's been a long time since I've had to date. And even in my late 30s, it's challenging to meet people.
Right.
I certainly was going out a lot more than I do now. So that's how I met Paige. But I think that it's even challenging for young kids. My kids are all in their 20s. One of them's in a relationship, long-term relationship. But the other two have really had some challenges with dating. And it's these dating apps that they're using.
Right.
And my poor daughter finally just deleted it. She said, I'm done. I want to meet someone organically.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I can only imagine in midlife.
Once you get to midlife. Because that
challenge.
Ocean of men turns, you know, from an ocean into a pond, into a puddle. So based upon a couple of people that had reached out to us that are midlife and dating, we found the Pear, P-E-A-R, ring, and it's being marketed as world's biggest social experiment.
I love that. That's so cool.
And what it is basically is you go online, of course, because everything starts online these days, but you just answer a couple questions. And one of them is, right, if you're straight or LGBT community. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because I feel like what happens is you receive for $30, a one-time fee, $30, you receive a ring. It's just a little plastic ring, but it's mine is
silicone.
Colored
it's
in.
It's really cute. Yeah. Silicone. Yeah.
But ours is light blue.
Teal.
Thank you. And, but some of them, I believe, are purple or
the LGBT
lavender.
Plus is, purple, lavender.
Oh,
lilac.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
so you
that.
Can identify so, someone at a bar saying, A, they're open to dating and don't waste my time because my type
right.
is a Depeche Mode gay man. So
right.
let's not waste my time.
Okay. So this
it'll
is
help
something
me a lot.
That you wear on your finger and
anywhere
to
you go.
The word.
Right.
Anywhere
yeah.
you
it
go.
Doesn't
right.
have to be a club, but
yeah.
we'll get to that later. But like the grocery store or anything.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yeah. So then you know, okay,
kind of
they're
putting
single
it out
and they're
there.
Straight or
yes.
they're single and they're possibly gay or
supposedly
bi or,
a great thing
okay.
in the UK and it's just coming over to the United States.
Oh,
so
no kidding.
When
okay.
you purchase it, you're purchasing it in, I think, euros and there's an international fee. But
interesting.
So, and they send you three sizes for everybody. So the small one fits my largest finger. So right. thankfully for that. But there's a small, medium, and large. Everybody gets three of them.
Okay.
And
then what
so
does anything else come with it? Is there like
nope.
a membership?
Well, you get a
like
membership.
A yes,
you do get a
okay.
membership number. And go ahead.
Oh. They message you about events.
Yes.
Oh.
So they are actually
specific to people that
in
are
geographic.
These
yep.
okay.
Yes, regions. So and the funny thing is, so we, I bought a ring. We heard about it online. I bought a ring. Law bought a ring, and another one of our. BFFs bought a ring and, but Law and I had went out to one of their designated events locally to experiment. So the whole purpose of this is to basically do away with the dating apps.
Yes.
And to kind of date in real life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
IRL.
But they have to have an app to tell you where to go to do this.
So it's kind of a catch-22.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so it was, what, a couple of weeks ago, we went to a local event that was sponsored by
Pear
Ring.
Mm-hmm.
And we wore our rings, but it's funny because both of us were kind of hiding them in the very beginning.
Can I tell them about the app?
Of course you can. Yes, please.
So they partner with this app called Thursday. And the premise of that is, sure, we use an app, but only on Thursdays. Thursday is like the national dating night, right? Even when I was married, for some reason we went out on Thursdays because Friday was kind of a cake day at work.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be that for me now, but
right.
Thursday was always a date night. And so I guess it's known to be date night. I didn't realize this. But
I didn't either.
So you add this app Thursday and you put in what you prefer, you know, men, women, whatever, age group. Mine is, I feel like 44, which I'm finding is too young for me, to like 68, which I'm finding is too old.
Yeah.
So all this is really hard to navigate. But on Thursday, you turn it on and it tells you about people within the specified radius you give them, how many people are available to date that night on Thursday.
Right.
And they can swipe you like they do on Tinder. If you swipe them back, hey, let's get together for a drink. Thursday only, but
and
if you're on it,
interesting.
But they also do these events on here. So this event was at the, what is that place? Churchill. Remember when we went after?
Oh, I love Churchill.
Caitlin
downtown.
Her,
yeah.
We
downtown.
Went and drank when Caitlin was at her death metal.
Yeah.
yeah. Anyway, so it was at Churchill and they get you there. So you see people wearing rings, but it was also by Meetup too, I noticed. So people are not wearing rings
which
too.
Which is
so
another
now,
app. So Thursdays is an app and Meetup is an
they
app.
They severed a relationship with Meetup.
Right.
But people are still on.
And they're like transitioning over to Thursdays.
Okay.
But so I think
so
now it's on both. But
what was the turnout like?
It was
could
like
you tell?
75?
Yeah, it says how many people have like RSVP.
And it has a gender ratio on it. But you can't see which is men or women. You just see that one is way more than the other. But also this app, Thursday, in an event, in an attempt to get everybody to kind of realize they're there for the same thing, because it's a public bar, anyone can be there.
Right.
At certain times, it sends you, and this again forces you to have social media on, so it kind of goes
against
it.
See, and that's where
to me,
like,
but anyway, at 7:10, Everybody cheers the person across from them. We did it. We looked around. No one else did it.
Yeah.
At 7:20, everybody put your arms up. I didn't see it till later, but a guy that was talking to us was at the event for the same thing said, I saw some people over there doing it. And then there was another one that says at 7:40, sing happy birthday to Sarah Lee. I assume it's not the bread company and somebody was there, but not one person sang it.
Right.
We saw it later, but we don't remember anyone singing. So they try to make you see other people that are there for your event.
Okay.
But it got to be pretty obvious. They all kind of congregated. It's
interesting because she and I were there together.
Yeah.
And I think I even had my cell phone out, but she was like, oh, and here's this notification. Like, you're supposed to cheers.
I don't think you set yours up right.
I don't think I did. but the whole point is that you were like, hey, there's a pivotal moment here at 7:20. We're supposed to cheers or we're supposed to this. And I was like, what? And you're like, oh, it says online. And I'm thinking like, online, I thought this was an in real life.
Exactly.
So it was kind of maybe, to be positive, a hybrid of both, right?
Mm-hmm.
To where you meet in real life, but yet there is some kind of
social. They have to get the word out somehow.
Yes, into it as well.
They can't messenger everyone.
And, and, you know, like you said, it's a public bar.
Yeah.
So, and because they kind of partnered with somebody else and didn't involve the ring.
Right.
How are you going to know who's there for the event that you're there for?
And so even though some of the people didn't have a ring, they were welcome to be there, right? But perhaps, well, they might have even been on the Thursday app.
Yeah, exactly. The app's for anybody.
Right, right. And the pair, P-E-A-R-R-I-N-G, is, and you can just Google that. That is a one-time fee of $30. But if you don't subscribe to that, or if you haven't received it yet, it doesn't prevent you from going to some of these live events.
So how did you guys feel about the event? Like both of you, like, kind of let me know what your experience was personally.
I don't know. I thought we met a lot of people, and they were being very inclusive in the event venue. But they were a lot younger for me, right?
Okay.
So for me, they were a lot younger. So did I have, you know, did I meet someone? No. Did I have a good time? Yes. Did I put myself out there? Yes. It's one of the few times since the pandemic that I actually put makeup on.
Oh, wow.
And I got dressed.
You looked so cute.
And I didn't, you know, I wasn't wearing heels or anything crazy like that. But
denim jacket and pants. She's
I
not
was,
sweats.
Was, but so I did dress it up from my sweats and my t-shirt that I have found myself
to
wear
to
for
mingle.
The past few years since the pandemic. But Law ended up switching numbers with somebody.
Oh.
And whether or not that was a love connection, it's okay, it's right? Because
it's connecting.
It's connecting.
Yeah, it's more like networking. There wasn't anybody there really my type. The person I switched numbers with, he was more like a lead singer of a band, and I'm more like the AV girl that wants to be in the room with the dark windows. So it wouldn't really be compatible. But
are you able to see, because you said you could see how many people have RSVP'd.
Yes.
Are you able to see the
profiles?
Demographic at all?
Yes.
Well, they had the little thing of the ratio, but you couldn't see which was male and female. It didn't have like a legend.
What about age?
No, but it did. I saw people's like little round circles or profile.
Yeah,
and it would have like a first name and how old they were.
Okay. It was also on Meetup. In Meetup, you have profiles. So you could actually see their corresponding profile with their and other things there. And there was this one girl, we were standing in line for a drink, and I found, she said, so do you go to a lot of meetup things? And I'm like, no, like this is the first time I've even heard of this. She goes, oh, and I'm like, do you? And she goes, yeah, I did like a hiking one. And so there's there's a whole still meetup crew out there still that just does meetups too. So this was part of that too. But
I mean,
none of these people were my type. Maybe the guy with the face tattoo, which disqualified him.
Like
a star on his cheek. He was cute till that. Way too young, so.
But it also sounds like it could be a great way to meet friends.
Right.
Definitely.
You know?
Right.
Definitely. And to be clear,
Bianca, if you're out there, we hope you had a friend.
We just, we experimented with one time of a trial.
Yeah.
So we're very new and we're going to report back because we, although it's only been once, we plan, we'll probably go at least a couple times more.
Yeah.
And
we didn't discuss this.
Right. So you don't want to go again?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I feel like it's good for people who are looking for that. My intention was to be a wing girl for our other friend that first
That's
got
true.
It.
Remember? That didn't come. Yes.
And I didn't. I was just like, I'm just going to be your wing girl. I'm in no situation where I want to date right now. I'm a full-time mom of a teenager, and we have an amazing relationship, and I can't imagine having sleepovers or anything that aren't for her. So I'm not there yet. And so I was going to be a wing girl, and then Tracy comes because she wants podcast material. And so I feel like I'm just a wing girl. So it solidified Not one person there was really my type. The person that was my type, like I said, had a face tattoo and is probably too young for me. So I just need to figure out what my type is and grow up a little before I'm ready to date, and I'm just not there.
But you know? So we didn't find a love connection, but I think is important to mention and to note right now is that you're still wearing the ring.
True. I know, because our original friend that got this, she says that people have said when she's out and about IRL, not at one of the events. The events just feel so staged. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't get the feeling. I still want more organic than that. And just wearing the ring seems organic.
Yes. Have you seen anyone as you go out and run errands? Or
I haven't yet.
No, but she said she has.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, yes. She says people have approached her and said, oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Right. So, but we both are still wearing our ring.
Yeah.
And we may or may not go to another organized event.
Yeah.
But yet it's still kind of an IRL thing. And we're both still wearing it. So you never know, right?
Yeah.
We're being open to it and we're putting ourselves out there, but kind of in a, you know, we're putting ourselves out there still, but I don't know.
The apps terrify me because I hate the idea of going somewhere and not knowing who you're really going to see. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what their pictures are these days or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that initial meeting gave me so much anxiety. I never want to do it. And the event, singles event, although there's more, it's like a matchmaker event kind of thing.
It kind of is,
gives me the same anxiety.
Yeah,
I would rather literally have a couple drinks, and if a conversation sparks with someone nearby, which it happens often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We meet people all the time.
We have a lot of conversations, but then they all seem to migrate, and by they all, like all of the pairing self-identified at this event, kind of migrated to one area, right?
Yeah,
and kept inviting us over, and we didn't go.
It's like, no, I'm just here to be a wing girl. Leave me alone. Right, you know, that's how I felt. And I felt like just a bunch of meetup people meeting each other, TBH.
Yeah.
They just do that. These people just do that.
Right. Yeah.
This is the bar they're going to for this.
Yeah. And you mentioned that the majority of the people attending were younger.
Yes.
And, you know, that's...
Right. There were a couple that were older, and they stood right out, right? It's like,
I
what are you trying to do?
We did.
And they're like, oh, put a mirror in front of your face.
Yeah, aww. Like, probably we did. But we found... Yeah. We met this girl, and she was cute as a button.
Bianca.
That,
Hola.
That Law said.
The one I met in the drink line.
Yeah, in the drink line. But she'd been to many of them, and it actually looked like she had met somebody.
Yeah.
They were, you know, engaged in a conversation for a very long time.
Oh.
So my guess is they probably exchanged digits.
Yeah.
Before she left or they left, because I didn't see him after that. I don't know. So it's still hopeful, and I think that's really what it is you just have to make those baby steps, whatever those might be. And for us, it's putting on this ring, and we tried to go to an event, and you know what? Maybe the events aren't your thing.
I feel, to me, it's like a level of desperation. No offense to anyone else. Oh, my God. But it just, it gives me a feeling of desperation I'm not at.
It's good that you say that.
You know?
I definitely think that you have,
we're all
kind
in different
of vulnerable,
places.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's,
that's,
any situation like that, even if it wasn't just for dating, like if you were going to, Paige and I have been invited to a couple of Christmas parties. And it's like, do we want to leave the house?
Right, exactly. That age, too.
Yeah.
So going to any event, and I think it's really, honestly, I've never really...
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI. I've
been an introvert, but ever since the pandemic, it's just been kind of weird.
And there was another thing too, because there was a couple people that we were like, really, that's your best? Like dudes that obviously have been in their mom's basement gaming and haven't bothered. Some people can do the scruff and some like either grow it in or shave it. You know what I mean? It's just, it's like, I can't believe that's your best, but hey, maybe they get... Maybe
it's only because we put on our best. I put on makeup that I've only done a handful of times since the pandemic started.
We made an attempt.
Okay, so
we
did make an attempt. You know what? I'm sorry, but first impressions are everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. If you're going to especially meet someone, IRL,
and if that is their best, you're like, oh, that's terrifying. I'm sorry then.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah. And if you're going to have scruff, you still have to groom it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's okay. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Yes, I know
what you're talking about and who you're talking about. But I think it's great that we put ourselves out there, no matter what your age is, when you're single. I actually, something was fed up to my work feed, which is kind of funny because I usually never click on anything at work. And you guys know me, I don't click on a lot of things, so I don't like those algorithms. But in any event.
But invest in AI. Okay.
But what was served out to me was, and a caption that I'm not going to forget, and it was by NPR, which I always have a, I always forget to source where I found it, but it was an NPR posting, NPR. And it said, 1 in 4 people globally are lonely, right?
That's sad.
And so that was really
very sad.
And again, this was on my work computer, and I'm, you know, toggling between browsers, and all of a sudden this came up to me, and it made me pause. And the first thing I thought of, which is, I don't know, funny or sad, but the first thing I thought of was, how many married people out there are lonely?
Yeah.
And I know that we don't have a significant other, Law and I.
That's why we're not lonely.
You do, Ash. But I don't find myself lonely.
At all.
But the first thing I thought of when I heard of loneliness was somebody in a committed relationship that has lost that connection. And because they're committed, feels so lonely and so
alienated.
Trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so 1 in 4 people globally. So it's not even in the U.S. Hello, our European listeners. We love you. But it's not just in the U.S. It's globally. 1 in 4 people are lonely.
That is very sad.
What does
and
that say?
Yeah. I mean, well, being alone and being lonely are very different things.
True.
I suffer from not enough alone time. What's that called?
I know.
Well, you have a teenage daughter, so.
Well, I don't mean alone time. I mean with her, too.
Yeah,
I actually
I
like her
yeah, that's
her
called
own.
Having a teenager.
She's just in another room, so we're good
that's
there.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, being alone and being lonely are very different things. And I don't even like to say alone because.
Right.
You're not. I mean, like
it doesn't mean
like
you're
we
lonely.
Mentioned, we
yeah.
have our
because
tribe.
We're single. Yes. Yes,
we have our.
We're
group.
So fortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and that's one of the main things I'm grateful for every single day.
Seems like it's rare,
for you guys. Like maybe it might be rare.
I mean, we've had it for a long time. But
my
I
oldest
hear other people
daughter,
that don't have this.
My oldest daughter has one, but I think it's because she's seen and heard of us throughout, you know, these last 10, 15
well, she's
years.
She's a single mom,
and so now she's and connecting I, with her tribe.
Yeah.
And you know whether that be. Once a month or whenever they can connect, but just the same, you know,
it being a single mom is extremely challenging. It's also extremely rewarding.
I prefer.
It's quite nice to. I didn't really have to co-parent.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. I prefer it over having.
Honestly, it would have been like great to have someone that was on the same page
you would
that I could
so.
Co-parent
yeah.
with, but
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But
same.
I also didn't have to like report or
right.
you know
yeah.
I
ask for permission.
I,
like
yeah.
we're not asked for permission.
No,
people.
I raised my kids.
I know.
So,
yeah.
but we also find our people.
Yeah.
That because it does. It takes. It takes a village.
It yep. does take
it
a
really
village
does.
To raise
and
a family.
We've been so lucky to have each other's support.
Right.
Yep.
And our kids have all turned out amazing.
Yes.
We
and
reel some people
they,
in and some last, some don't.
Right.
Resist
yeah.
season lifetime.
Yeah.
But we're OGs
and,
for sure.
But, you know, my kids are in their 20s now, and they
right.
absolutely adore every one of you.
Yeah.
And they
like
consider
auntie,
you
know,
guys,
and all of us.
Yeah.
yeah, we're the village, and we're like
family.
Family.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And that's when I, like I said, with that, you know, post that I saw, 1 in 4, you know, people globally are lonely. My thought was, the married people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's not the case. And if it's not the case, we want to hear from you.
Because, I envy those people that are really happily married, but I question what I see at
heart. Yeah. I'm a romantic at heart. So I still believe and I have hope and faith in that happily ever after, that I will find it. And kudos to those who have found it.
You can't just find it in us.
No, but I do. But I'm not afraid. Like, I'm not afraid to be alone.
If I get married again, I want to live in separate houses. So what's the difference?
Right. I feel some women just feel desperate to go from one relationship to another.
Yes.
I don't feel that. I feel the most confident when I am single. And what does that say about me? And then I think, oh, you've been single so long, you just can't, you know, be in a relationship and, you know, highly function and value yourself. Right. Well, you're in that relationship, but I try not to pigeonhole myself again into anything. But I am hopeful and I'm
romantic.
And
you won't settle.
But it's okay. Like you said, we weren't looking for anything when we went to this event.
Right.
We weren't looking for anything.
And
we
still not. But if someone falls on my doorstep, we'll see.
And we put ourselves out there. So
I just wanted to chime in really quick, though, on what you said about when you're single, you thrive, kind of. You didn't say those exact words. But I always felt the same way. Always.
Yeah.
Every time I was like, you know, after a divorce or in between dating or whatever it was, I truly thrived when it was just me.
Yeah.
I worked harder. I was more confident. I was more focused on what I wanted, what my kids needed, that type of thing. And I didn't realize it, but I just hadn't met my person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now I'm with my person. And I'm still thriving.
Right. Awesome. And you're still thriving, but you're able.
So don't be, that's what I'm saying. Don't be hard on yourself as far as that goes.
Right.
Because
and I'm not. It just says and a I lot think that's about. Important to say that I personally am not. Mm-hmm. But when I put myself in a position to be vulnerable.
Yes. Yeah.
Then I feel like for some reason it's a weakness. But I think it's just because I've been single for so
long. You have to do
so
that to
long.
Get the person. Ask Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker. Right. You have to be vulnerable to get your person in.
Right. There you go.
You
and have to share vulnerable moments for trust to ensue.
And that's so funny. And so since we received this overwhelming response from our dating episode and the pairing, that I thought I was watching a movie. It was served up via Roku, so I feel like it's a Roku movie. But I also feel like it's a Lifetime original movie.
Probably.
And for some reason, the algorithms are feeling my hopefulness. But anyway, I get served up all these movies. But it had Terry Hatcher in it. And so I
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives, yes. And I think that was one of the reasons I thought, oh, well, let's check this out. And it was a new movie, so it was 2023. And it's called How to Fall in Love by the Holidays movie. And again, it was served up to me via Roku. So if you have Roku, check it out. And at Terry Hatcher, I've got a lot of questions for you, girl, as we continue to talk about this. But it was about her being a CEO of a company, right, where she was a writer, and it was an online company, an online magazine, if you will. Okay. And then they had, and it was like tanking. And she's my age-ish, if you will. So, you know, right on that downslope to 60. So she's a journalist and, you know, her company's tanking, but she has a board of directors, yada, 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 that, you know, kind of made the decisions for her company now. Mm-hmm. And they actually were trying to force her out. But they had an advertiser that was a dating app called Take to Heart. Now, again, this is, you know, made for, you know, Lifetime movie situation. But the name of it was called Take to Heart. And but they were a big sponsor. And so in order to keep her company alive, she kind of had to follow suit with this and move forward with it. And so in her mind, because she had been single for many, many years, because she was so career driven, that all of us sitting in this room today can understand.
Yeah.
She was so career driven that she kind of fell away from that and hadn't actually dated in years. But so they, you know, took on the sponsor and she had to adhere to the board, but she was going to take this like false dating approach to it. Right. And of course, and it was so predictable, which I hate predictable movies.
She fell in love.
But, the photographer that they brought in to, you know, to, journal, to, you know, take photos through her whole journey of this. But what I thought was interesting, and what I took my phone out to make sure that I had recorded accurately, was in this movie, there was a step-by-step guide for falling in love by the holidays.
Oh.
So here we are, a couple weeks out from Christmas.
That sounds like such a pain in the ass. That is the last thing I want for the holidays.
I think we have like 2 weeks, right?
No thanks, right?
Yeah. I know, but Christmas that was right here.
Let's just add on a little more anxiety for the holidays.
Right. I know, but you know what? I guess that's really when people tend to want to reach out, because there's a lot of loneliness, which is sad during this time of year. Even though it doesn't affect us, it affects a lot of people.
Yeah.
So we have to be, you know, we have to recognize those people in those situations. But it was a step-by-step guide. So as the movie was going along, I am making notes in my phone, like step one, step two.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I actually missed step three.
Oh, no.
I tried to rewind the movie to get where I'm like, did I blink? How did I miss step three? But I ended up Googling it, so you can Google it. But the first step for finding someone, you know, looking for love, is to stage a meet cute.
What's that?
So a meet cute is like when, and it's, I'm gonna revert back to one of my favorite movies, is The Holiday. So in The Holiday, what this older, you know, writer, Hollywood writer, had was talking to Kate Winslet. And it stars Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. But so he's talking to Kate Winslet, and he was like, a meet cute is when, you know, a man and a woman go into a clothing store and go to find a pair of pajamas. And the man looks for a pajama bottom, and the woman looks for a pajama top. And then they meet, and that's the meet cute, right? Yeah. So it's kind of that.
Or you know, spill your coffee or your drink on somebody.
Or, and in this movie.
Yeah. Drop a bunch of papers in front of him, you know.
Right. Yes. And so what was funny in this movie was that she went to do it, and the photographer, but before he was the photographer, saw her doing it and knew what she was doing and called her out on it. And she was like, no. But that's the first step, is to stage a meet cute, which is, okay, that's understandable, right?
Yeah.
And then the second step is to meet someone outside of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third step is, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And I think these first three steps are really important, especially if you've been out of the dating scene for a while. And then four is, you know, allow for self-reflection. Yeah. five is have a little fun. And I always even tell that to my kids, even nowadays. Like, you have to, you know, laugh at yourself or just have fun with life. Like, you know, not everything needs to be so serious, and just have a little fun and don't overthink things, right? Is kind of what I took from that step of have a little fun. And six is get vulnerable, which I think, you know, we've already talked about that. Seven, introduce them to your world, right? So that's when you bring them into your life. That's a big thing for us, right?
Right.
Like, oh, you know, you meet them and you do this, you do that. But once you bring them into your world, that's a whole different thing.
That's a lot before Christmas.
Right.
That is a lot.
But it can be done. Again, you can set goals for yourself.
Are we referring to pagan Christmas?
2 weeks.
Or the January Christmas.
I know this
I think it's, it is 2 weeks.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
And I know this was a Hallmark movie, and it's Hollywood, but I do believe, again, I'm the eternal, you know, optimist
romantic
and I'm hopeful. But the last three steps are really when you have selected a seasonal suitor, right? And you might want to have a backup there. So if one or two different people approach you,
right,
you know, don't hesitate
to this is so unrealistic.
More than one. And I know I look at you, Law, but it's okay. And you know, so then eight
is be like 26 again, if like Cameron Diaz. Yeah.
And then step eight is deepen the connection. And step nine is face your feelings. And step 10 is say it out loud. And of course, that's when you realize
say
that,
the words.
Yes. And again, I know that it's a Hollywood probably made for Lifetime movie.
Do you have to tolerate them just till New Year's or later?
Well, ultimately,
how long do you have to do their bullshit?
Ultimately, it would be later, and it's to find somebody that you would maybe want to spend the rest of your life with. But I do have a question for
I'm a little sour, salty
at Terry Hatcher, and I'm sorry, but she looks so beautiful, and yet I felt like she looked so real. So I actually Googled to see if she'd had any Botox or work done, and I could really only find anything dated to 2010. So I have no idea, but she looked great, and by that I mean
I'm sorry about her, Terry.
But by that I mean I thought she looked like she was aging gracefully and naturally. So I'm curious to know if you've had any work done. I know you've spoke very openly about it in the past, so if you could reach out to us and just let us know. But we think you look beautiful, and I love the movie that you made. I think that those steps could be valuable to any single person. And we went out last Friday, and we went, and I was talking about it. I'm like, stage of me cute. I didn't do it.
I didn't want to waste my drink on anyone.
Any of the steps, but they're there. And, you know, I could have put myself out there, and I didn't. But I think it's important to have, like, some kind of a little
We weren't
guide.
Really in a spot for that.
MVG. Well, but I still think you just have to put yourself out there.
I feel
there.
So young there, though.
Didn't do it, but I think it can be done. And I think it's important to share these steps. And it was ironic to me that we were getting ready to record our podcast on dating in real life. And then this podcast in this movie was, or I shouldn't say this podcast, but this app in this movie was all about in real life dating as well.
Right.
So the parallel there, I just had to mention it.
In your face.
And it gives you kind of a step-by-step guide, which, you know, the pairing doesn't really give you that step-by-step guide, and it feels a little more...
It's like, take your $30 and good luck.
Still kind of an app dating app feeling. Yeah, a dating app feeling. So, but we wear our rings, and we'll keep you posted on if how and if things turn out for us. So that about wraps it up for our show today.
This was fun, amigas.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Law.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. Embrace the change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you. And we're always looking for topics to talk about.
If you ever hear from me again, it's because I didn't listen to my voice on this.
Thank you for joining us today, Law. We really enjoyed having you, and hopefully that you'll join us again in the future.